TripAdvisor. The traveler's website TripAdvisor gets into trouble. Thinking of going away? Before doing so, you might want to check out the user comments on the website TripAdvisor. With more than 40 million reviews of hotels and restaurants worldwide, it's the perfect travel resource. But just how reliable are the reviews? For many people, the website is an essential part of planning a trip. I once went on holiday to Biarritz, where I looked into what looked like a great hotel, said Charlotte Browning, 29, who's a marketing consultant. But it was probably the worst hotel I'd ever stayed in. When I got back, I checked them out on TripAdvisor and found that many other users had had the same problem. Since then, I've never been away before using the site first. One of the site's most popular features are the 6 million photos, snapshots that show the exact size of the rooms, the genuine state of the carpets, and the true condition of the pool. There's also information on room service, hotel staff, prices, and the quality of the food. However, some of the comments seem to say more about the reviewer than the actual hotel. The music was distinctly foreign sounding, said one guest of a hotel in Portugal. The sun was too hot, said a tourist who was staying in Miami. The glasses for the orange juice were the wrong shape, said a guest in a hotel in England. The lobby wasn't very big, said a tourist in Greece. It's also fairly well known that some of the reviews are fake. Most of the guests at my hotel are happy, and 90% of the comments I get are positive, said one hotel owner from Blackpool, England. But, judging by a small percentage of negative comments, I'm running a prison camp here. This hotel owner later found out that some of those comments had been written by the owner of another hotel just down the road. I once received an email from a customer saying he wanted a refund in exchange for not putting a bad review on TripAdvisor, said another owner from Boston, USA. So, is the site really that useful? The key is to read the reviews with caution, said travel writer Sandra Johnston. You should ignore the very best and the very worst ones. Also, don't rely on the site as your sole source of information. And what do the hotel owners think of it? Some are clearly not happy, particularly as reviewers can remain anonymous. I'm angry at the moment that it's not transparent, it's not honest, it's seriously damaging people's livelihoods, said one hotelier who had received a number of negative comments. But most see it as good for the industry. The result has been a shift in power from the hotelier to the consumer, which is enormously positive for the travelers, a spokesperson for the site added. So, will you be using it?